Apostle Paul, while addressing a controversy related to matters of conscience on the part of Corinthian believers, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, ended his discourse with the following admonition. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And what does that mean? Elsewhere, in the same epistle, the epistle we know as 1 Corinthians, Paul said this about stewardship. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust, that they must prove themselves faithful. So this morning I want us to recognize that we have been given a trust. See, we as Christians are admonished to do all things well, not just some things well, not just worship well, not just eat well, socialize well, but we're admonished to do all things well. And of course, all things include academics. Not much of a response. Now this morning I would like to suggest three things, and I'm going to do it very quickly, or that's my hope. Three things for your pursuit of good academic excellence as stewards, or three reasons for your pursuit of good academic excellence as stewards. Number one, you paid, are paying, or will pay, some of you for many years to come, for the classes you'll be taking. You better get your value. You know, when you're paying that bill, and by the way, I have sons that are paying some of theirs, and I'm paying some for my sons. When I get that bill every month for a college loan, I look at them and I'm thankful for what they learned. And I hope someday when you're writing out that check that you'll be able to say, it was worth it. And you know what? It will be worth it, not so much, although certainly we are part of this as faculty, and we do dedicate ourselves to this. And sometimes I think as faculty, there have been occasions anyway that I've thought as a member of the faculty that I've cared more about a student's success than they have themselves. And that makes me feel bad. There will come a day that as you are looking at that, and I hope that as a result of your effort and your working and your striving and your energy, you will come to the place where you will say, because you made the right small decisions in your life, that it was worth it. Second reason, you are establishing a pattern for your lives right here. Right here, you are learning the principle of stewardship. Right now, you are learning what it means to be a good steward for what is given you. Don't expect to learn it one day if you haven't learned it now. Don't expect someday just to be able to turn on a button in your mind and in your heart and in your life and be able, and in doing so, say, okay, I'm going to be diligent. When you get as old as I am, you realize you are the product of the decisions you have made your entire life. And the decisions you make to study, to apply yourself, will be decisions that you will build on. And you know what? You won't even think about it. You will wake up one morning as a pastor or as a missionary or as a Christian worker, and you will apply yourself and you will be diligent and you will make good use of your time, not because you have simply because you've decided to do it just then, but because you have built the foundation for success in your life, a foundation that begins right here. And most importantly by far, number three, most importantly by far, the God you worship deserves your best every day. The God you worship deserves your best every day. Now that's a principle we all have to live by. I was sitting in chapel yesterday when President Dembo was speaking. And you know what happens to us around in this chapel around president was speaking about the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees. And as he was saying, as he was preaching about the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees, how the disciples got it all wrong, they started thinking about real bread. Well, guess what I started doing? It was almost like it turned right on, Chris. I started thinking about, Chris, forgive me, I just get so informal. It's just like it just turned on, and all of a sudden, you know, I was thinking about what leaven was there in the calf for me today. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, it occurred to me that the very next day, or tomorrow, or today, actually, that I would be speaking on giving God your best. And all of a sudden, that thought dropped in my mind. What is my best at 11:10 a.m.? Stomach is calling for me. What is my best? What am I saying? I'm saying that this is a decision we have to make every day. Every day I've got to determine that I'm going to bring my best to the table. Every day I have to wake up and you know, I'm like you. We're like you. We don't always feel like giving our best. But it has nothing to do with what we feel like. Sometimes I get a little uncomfortable, and I said this in class, you know, when a Christian says, "Aren't you excited?" And somebody said that to me yesterday. "Aren't you excited for classes to start?" And I'm thinking, excited? That's not really the word I would choose. I mean, I like you guys, I have to ease my way into it. But the issue isn't whether or not I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. I love what I do. I love what I do. But I'm not always excited to do the things I love. And you're going to find that when it comes to academics. You know, it is possible to love academics but not always be excited about it. So when you approach your day in your classroom and you're kind of dragging yourself out of bed and in and out of the shower, those of you who take showers, when you're dragging yourself in and out of the shower and you're coming to class, remind yourself. I encourage you. I implore you. And remind yourself. Today, this class, this moment, Lord, I want to give you my best. I want to give you my best because you deserve my best. You deserve nothing less than my best. So that when I'm done here and you're done here, you could say to yourself, you know, I worked hard. Now, I know what is your best. That's a hard thing sometimes to kind of quantify as you're going through the day. But I kind of use this formula. What I'm doing and a little more. And then when I do that little more, I say to myself, you know, I can give a little more. I can, as a faculty member, I can give a little more every day to God and to this student body because God asks of me. So can we please resolve to put away once and for all this tendency towards sloppy spirituality that compartmentalizes our lives to the point where we think that there's no relationship between my worship in this place and my pursuit of excellence, including academic excellence. Giving God your best is your daily challenge. Resolve every day. Again, I encourage you. Resolve every day that you will give him what you have and a little bit more. 110% for your sake and for the kingdom's sake. So it's Justin. Where is Justin? Are you here? Could you come here for a moment? And I have just a little exercise that I would like us to do in conclusion. I would like us all to stand just for a few moments and then the president will come in a few minutes and dismiss us. But I want us to stand for a few moments. And I want us, and I didn't cover this ahead of time. And by the way, it's always important to talk to your worship leader ahead of time. A song about our best. Can you think of serving God with all we have? I'd like us to slip up our hands. Let's slip up both hands, okay? Both hands. And as we slip up both hands, let's let these hands be a resolve on our part to academically be a good steward, to academically pursue not mediocrity but excellence. And if we're faculty or staff, to pursue excellence in what we do, our best, so that this year on this campus, we will be a student body.